the week goes by, here we are to answer your home improvement type of questions, either by phone or by text. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Is it raining where you are?
It is. Just a little drizzle, though. Nothing too crazy. Definitely raining. It's all right. I'm supposed to mow lawn today, so I think I'm going to get out of that now.
You got a reprieve from the governor, as they say.
I do.
On that. All right. Well, again, Andy's around every week in this 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our friends at Lindis Construction. And I guess a little bit of rain is not going to stop your crews today from getting their jobs done, right?
You know, I was at the office last night, and, you know, it's always this time of year, everybody's busy. And it was between 5 and 6 o'clock. And between that time, I bet you I had 15, 16 crews coming back to town, and all we talked about was rain delays, and with most of them, and the fact that we've only really had four rain days this year, like complete washouts, Denny, is pretty amazing for us on a given season. And knock on wood that we don't get any washouts between now and when the snow flies, but we've been lucky. So yeah, a little bit of rain, like this type of rain, isn't going to stop us from doing most everything on a regular basis, outside of you know, the torrential downpours and severe storms or any type of electrical weather, we can usually work right through it.
That's good. Let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. Especially if you're in the middle of a project and you want a little assistance from Andy, I'm sure he'll pop right over. But besides that, he'll answer your questions first here, either by text or by phone. 651-989-9226. That's the same number for either a phone call or a text message. You know, we got a text earlier, Andy, from a listener who wants to get rid of some old broken concrete. And they, again, we can't answer that question because it's I would suggest they call Semstone, because they said there's a Semstone pit not far from where this listener is. And what do you recommend? How do you get rid of old steps and chunks of concrete?
I would contact your village and see what kind of disposal plans or places that they have. Like always, you can call Semstone, and they may take old concrete, but I'm guessing not, especially you don't know what type of metal or what other type of whatever was in there, so I don't know if they want that added to their pit or not, but I'm doubting it. But any city that you're in, there's usually a way to dispose of things properly. Let me tell you the way you don't do it. You don't pull into a parking lot and find a dumpster and throw it in there, because if they're like us at the hockey rink or any of our properties, we have cameras on the dumpsters. And if you're like my brother, he will take everything out of the dumpster and find you and bring it to your driveway and leave it there if you're throwing things illegally in a dumpster. It was one of the best things my brother ever did. And it was concrete and rocks and a whole bunch of stuff. But our local hockey rink, that dumpster gets filled up an awful lot by things that aren't to do with the local hockey rink. So I contact your city. It's usually not that expensive to get rid of those things, and there's usually a way to do it the right way and dispose of it properly.
Now, what about things like porches and decks? Is Linda still booked up, and how long can you do that kind of work this season?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question, Denny. Corey and I just discussed this on a podcast he's going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks. Where there's a will, there's a way. For instance, for decking. Do we like to do it all year round? No. Do we like to put footings in all year round? No. But we do have blankets and a machine that we can put on top of the ground that runs hot water through tubes, and then insulated blankets that go over the top of that that will take all the frost out of the ground. And once that's done, you can put in your footings and work on it on the materials that you need to work on. The problem with decking in the wintertime is, especially when it comes to composite decking, Denny, is the expansion and contraction rates. I know firsthand. I installed my deck on purpose. It was one of the hottest days of the year, and then they finished it on one of the coldest days of the year. When we work at my place, we pick days when we aren't working on other projects, and those happen to be on usually really bad weather days. So When it comes to your building materials in January, there's steps you have to take, and if you don't do that when the spring first happens, you're going to have an issue. You're going to see it expand. You're going to have materials start to pull away. On my decking, all the corners came loose, and we had to redo them. And there was really no way around it. I don't think there's any way we could have done it better when we installed those in January. It's just the fact that we installed them in January, and it was so cold that when it got warm, it expanded, and there's no matter what we fastened or glued, it just didn't hold. So that has to be a consideration when you're doing it. But we live in Minnesota and Wisconsin. There's things that you have to do in the wintertime. There's things that you just can't avoid. So if you have to get it done, we will. Roofing, it's another thing, Denny, that we don't like to do in the wintertime, but certain scenarios, you have to get it done. Sorry, I paused there because someone sent us a text that said, your brother committed a crime by dumping in the driveway, regardless of what happened. Yeah, probably, but that's a jury that I think my brother would be willing to sit in front of Denny and the conversation with the guy and how apologetic he was about doing something that dumb. I don't anticipate that being an issue. So sorry, that's what threw me off of my thought process there.
That it would have been an interesting case to hear.
You know,
he was just bringing back the guy's goods.
Yeah, when you show up at a dumpster and you're finally cleaning something out and it's full of an old pool or a dog bed or a couch or a bunch of concrete, you know, that didn't come from whatever area this dumpster's at, it gets frustrating. And those things cost a couple, $300, $400 a month to maintain. And especially at volunteer areas, Denny, it happens all over. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. We're talking, this is a community-ran organization with volunteers, and we're trying to keep hockey or whatever as cheap as possible for everyone. And if someone abuses it, it gets old fast.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Andy, hang on. We're going to take a break here. Let's invite our listeners. And David, you're going to be first up here when we come back. There is a line open if you want to chat with Andy or send a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. We'll be back with more of our Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Linda's Construction here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, presented in the 9 o'clock hour every Saturday here on CCO, brought to us by our friends at Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Check them out at lindasconstruction.com or call them if you need them, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. Andy, we have callers and we have texters, so let's get back to business here. I think Kelly is first up here, calling from Andover. Kelly, you are on with Andy Lindis.
Question regarding my parents' Rambler. It's an early 1960s, the house I grew up in, so it's got some age behind it. And when you exit the back door, which faces north, there's what I call, I don't know, it's not really a patio, but it's a concrete slab, maybe 6 foot wide, that runs maybe 20 feet down to the garage door, the back passenger door into the garage. Mm-hmm. And about an inch wide or so gap has developed along the house in that concrete slab. And they're now getting water in the basement when there's a lot of rain. Any thoughts what we can do with that gap? We're hoping to get them out of the house sooner than later, so looking to fix the problem as economically as possible.
Yeah, sometimes the slabs can settle and settle away from the house, and where I would start would be with Jesse Treble from SafeBasements.com. I know this isn't a basement issue, but what he has is a machine called foam jacking. And as far as stabilizing concrete goes, I think it's the best way to do it. It's better than mud jacking, better than sand jacking, because it does a little bit of compacting of the soil underneath the concrete as that foam expands, and there's nothing to evaporate like in mud jacking. And sand jacking, that can just wash away as well. So, and there's smaller holes that have to be drilled in the concrete. And so what you do is you end up drilling holes in the concrete, and then you're going to be pumping foam into the void and hopefully bringing that slab back up to where it was so the gap isn't there. They might have to seal it again between the house and the concrete to try to keep water coming in from your basement. But if you got water in your basement, those guys are the best people to call. If you have concrete that's settling and needs to be restabilized, those guys are the best people to call. Call safebasements.com. Jesse Treble and those guys will do a fantastic job for you. And if it can be fixed and you're going to be they're going to be the ones to do it. And as far as most economical way to do it, it's going to be cheaper than replacing that concrete. Now, you can band-aid it and try to use concrete sealant between the house, but you're talking an inch, inch and a half, 2-inch gap. It's doable, especially if you use something called a backer rod, but still, it's not going to be a long-term solution by any stretch of the imagination.
But you're right about Jesse. We had a little bit of that foam jacking done to a section of our walk, and those guys are really good. They're very careful at what they do. And,
they are. Did they install that radon machine or radon mitigation system this week?
This is coming this week. I'll give you a report.
Cool.
They'll be working on it. This is not a simple one. This is going to be a little more major. It's going to take at least a couple of days to do, if not three. And I'm anxious to see how this whole thing works. But, yeah, it's a radon mitigation. And thanks to Jesse for thanks to you for bringing Jesse to our attention, you know, because you at Linda's work with these such good people, because it reflects on you, too, right? It really does.
Yeah, we take a lot of time in trying to find people we can recommend, and the way we like to do it is either people that we have a lot of experience with or customers of mine tell me really good things, not just once, twice, but multiple times. Jesse is the type of guy that I can go almost anywhere around the country, and most people have heard of him because he's got some proprietary things in which he does in the basements, and he teaches people all around the country on how to do it. So that tells you we're pretty lucky to have a guy like that in our backyard for sure.
And he'll also, and you brought this up before, just like Linda's does, if there's no problem, if you don't have bad shingles or a leaky roof or bad, he'll tell you and you'll tell you.
Yeah.
No, you don't need that work.
He does not need to manufacture work. even though it's been a kind of a dry year, I'm telling you, they're a very busy company, and they're not going to make up work by any stretch of the imagination. For sure.
All right, back to the phones we go. Andy, Inver Grove is our next stop. I think Ed is still waiting there to ask you a question. Thanks, Ed. What is your question?
Yeah, I see. My home was built in 87. It's a split entry with aluminum siding, and it needs to be re-sided. And I was wondering if your company uses LP Smart Side and if that's a good product.
It's one of our favorite sidings right now, between that and our Quality Edge Seamless Steel. Those two products, I think, are some of the best that you can put on the exterior of your home. I've really had good luck with the LP, but make sure that all finishes aren't created equal. So what I mean by that is LP is pre-finished by multiple different pre-finishers around the country. We happen to be lucky enough to live close enough to a Wausau Supply, and they have this coating process called diamond coating. And as far as painting goes, I haven't found a better paint than that. And we're lucky enough that it's all stocked in Lakeville, Minnesota, which is important to us. We like to get our materials as close to home as possible. And being that we know it's a wonderful finish and it's in Lakeville, that's what we tend to use. 90% of our siding projects are getting LP with diamond coat finish. So that tells you anything on how we feel about it. It's made in Two Harbors, Minnesota, or Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and it's just a very, very durable product that is going to last a lifetime. It's easy to install. It's good to cut. There's not any chemicals in there that it's going to hurt anyone. And again, I've had zero warranty claims on LP Smart Side. Not a lot of materials that I use that I can say that.
I've always liked, ever since you brought it to our attention years ago, that LP, you can kind of mix and match with the different textures, and besides colors, it's a pretty amazing product.
Yeah, that's the fun part about siding, is trying to mix and match, and all the detail work that can go into corners and trims and in gable areas of your house. It's not unusual that we have 3 to 5 different types of siding or materials going on the exterior of somebody's home. And when you do it the right way, it can really make a big difference. And we're not talking about spending a lot more money, but it is a little bit more money when you're changing materials and trying different things out and using some of the fancier stuff in the gable areas. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not enough money where I wouldn't do it if it were my house. It's just it can make that big of a difference, Denny.
Yeah. I tell you what, Andy, we have another half hour of the show to go. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, whatever your home improvement question might be, call it in or text it in. It's the same number for Andy, 651-989-9226. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show. If you have that kind of a question for Andy Lindis, call it in or text it in. We have a line open, 651-989-9226. And the same number again for your text, if that's easier, 651-989-9226. Andy, I think Lois is waiting there in Golden Valley to ask you a question. Thank you, Lois. What is your question?
Hi, excuse me, Guy. I guess I haven't talked enough this morning. I live in a building that's 36 years old. I've only lived here a year. But since I've moved in, I have so much trouble with each window that I cannot get it up, even started, and then to push it up. And I've had back surgery and I'm doing rehab and stuff, so I need something different. But is there something on the sides, like rods or something, that can be placed or replaced? Or I've used silicone. That hasn't helped. So I don't know what the... Well, I know what the problem is. I can't open up the window. So do you have any suggestions if there's something that can be done?
Well, possibly, but without taking a look at the window and seeing what needs to be adjusted. I'm assuming these are the original windows on the 35-year-old building. So
she's listening off the air.
Having, if that's the case, repairing a 35-year-old window, is it doable? Yeah. Is it something that happens a lot and people have success with? No. It all depends on what type of repair, how good a shape the actual windows are in, and they might just be shot beyond repairing. But without taking a look at them, I'm going to have a hard time determining that. That's the nice part. We do free estimates, and if there's a way to repair them, we can. Now, could this be a window that has those old weight systems? But people know old wood windows a lot, especially on the double hungs, Denny. They had these giant counter lead weights that were in the wall. So it actually helped you counterweight the window so when they went up. And sometimes those ropes break and those big old lead weights fall down. And then you're not getting any counterweight to help. But it might be the fact that the track is out of whack or the wood itself is warped. But without taking a look at it, it's going to be really hard to determine why they won't open or aren't performing the way that they do. The nice part is the new windows that we would install, you would have no problem operating. And the lift assist that both the Infinity window that Marvin have and the Season Garden window have, they're just, they're, you know, two fingers, one hand to be able to operate them up or down, no matter really the size of the window. And the other cool part is on all of our windows, every one of them comes with a lifetime warranty on all moving parts and really all aspects of the window. So if anything ever goes wrong, we're going to be there to take care of you.
Yes, and as you said earlier, and Lois, you or have someone call Lindis, 1-800-LeafGuard, free estimate. Easy.
Absolutely.
As that. All right. 651-9, thanks, Lois. 651-989-9226 is the text and phone number. Question is, does Lindis work, and this is from Richfield now, does Lindis work on a smaller project, such as a ceiling in my 100-year-old home? It's a big living room, has some water damage, needs some sheetrock replaced, popcorn removed, and then needs paint. You guys do jobs like that.
Yeah,
no, you do.
If you can be patient with our lead times on that department, you know, our interior modeling and the estimators that we have that do that type of estimating and design work, they're busy. As you can imagine, leading into the winter, and drywallers as a whole and people that do refinishing on inside of the house, they're very busy as well. Hard to come by this time of year. But if you can be patient, we will definitely tackle that project. Really, there is no project that's too small for us to want to accomplish, and no project too big. That's always been our philosophy. Whether it's one piece of siding or a complete complex that needs to be redone, it doesn't matter. We'll do the job, and we'll definitely come out and take a look at it and give you our best ideas to make it right.
You know, we haven't talked about this for a while, and I haven't asked you about it, but what's the situation with young people getting in the trades? Is there still a huge need for that?
Oh, I'm telling you, Denny, our industry has blown up this year, and we've been able to add a lot of really good people. I think we're at plus 20 on the season so far. And we are noticing more young people are trying to get into the trades. I think for a lot of us, it's a really good option. You get to work outside every day. You're on a different project almost daily. You're learning. Our materials are constantly changing. And, you know, it's just one of those jobs where you get to start something and finish it almost on a daily basis, and that can be satisfying in itself. And the money's good. You can make a really good living wearing a tool belt in Minnesota. And for a lot of people, it's compared to what some of these four-year educations cost and what you make there. I have people wearing a tool belt making more than 80% of the four-year degrees. It's just so those options and what's going on with secondary school this year, I think, has delayed some maybe people going into college a little bit. So we've noticed that. Some people that want to work an extra year, some of our summer help wanted to stay on a little bit longer. So we're kind of excited. And to be honest, Denny, I think a lot of the high schools in the last 5 years have recognized the need to try to get more kids into the two-year programs, and the jobs that are open out there are jobs for working for like people like me. I said, you know, it's not getting as uncommon as it used to be to see people in the trades making that $75,000 to $125,000 a year, Denny.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a craftsman and you are very and you become good at what you do, those types of dollars are doable for a lot of people, and not just in our market. I'm seeing this around the country. And if you have an entrepreneurial bone in your body whatsoever, get into a trade, because starting your business in our industry is an awesome way to go throughout life. I might be a little bit biased. I love my industry. I love the people I get to work with. I love the manufacturers. I love everything about it, Denny. And I try to be an advocate for it. And one thing that we know, we're going to be hiring a lot of young people, and we encourage them to start their own businesses. We might be making our own competitors, but that's okay.
Absolutely. That's good news. It's good to hear that young folks are getting involved in that. All right, 651-989-9226. Let's grab another text. This might be a little interesting. What are your thoughts on codes for a Hearthstone extension on a fireplace? The fireplace sits 4 inches off the floor level. I really, texture says, want to put tile down what's currently there. The home was built in 1985. Can you picture that, and what do you think?
The stone sits 4 inches off the floor? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, the fireplace itself sits 4 inches off the floor level.
Well, usually there's like a stone ledge then that comes out and then goes down. Does he just want to rip out the stone and then tile up to it?
Yeah, it's not clear. I think we need more information.
Yeah, you know, you need that clearance.
Too bad we can't have photographs on this.
Well,
too.
Andy@lindisco.com. You want to send me a picture, send away. I'll gladly take a look at it. And that goes for anyone. All the advice we can give, it's free, and we'll do it all week long. So you can call our office or email us. We'll gladly take a look at pictures and give you the best advice we can.
Here's an interesting question we've never had before. It says our small concrete patio has a very coarse broom finish. How can this be made smoother, and what type of finish could we use? Would that be a situation where you could use or hire somebody to grind that down and coat it with something?
Yeah, you might be able to grind it down. I know, years ago, Denny, I saw it was a church group that went down to South America and helped build huts and buildings for people, and they would pour the concrete floor. And I'm telling you, the people that were going to occupy those areas took such pride in their concrete floors. They sanded and polished and sanded and polished and got down to just it was a beautiful looking floor. Some of the aggregate got exposed in the process, and it just made a really nice look. So there is a way to smooth out those brush marks. And if you did any research, you could probably find the right tools, and it might be a project that you can do on your own, but start in a small area and see what happens. And then of course reseal the concrete after that. Or you can look at some of the coatings that can go on concrete. Polyurea is probably gonna have a little bit better job of outside last than an epoxy coating was. But having said that, still neither one of them do that well outside.
Interesting. All right, let's see. Here's a text. My deck boards are in good shape. It's cedar, natural tone, cedar tone. The rails need to be replaced. Do you sell products that are maintenance-free that would complement that deck board, or do I have to replace the whole deck?
You can definitely get railing systems to complement those deck boards. In fact, a lot of times when we go out to look at people's decks, that's what they're looking for. They just want to replace the railing system because, Denny, you and I know, one, railing systems can get shot and people lean on them and they break. But when it comes to staining and refinishing an entire deck, you might spend 3 days on the railing system and a half a day on the actual deck itself. That's how much longer it takes to seem to stain every one of those spindles. And then, the Westbury deck or Westbury railing system has some really awesome maintenance-free railing systems that will match almost any natural wood, and that's what we use on almost all of our decking.
Yeah, and as you know, we're looking forward to Linda's coming out here in a few weeks to replace, it's got to be 20, 25 years old, that old deck. But years ago, Linda's put on a maintenance-free deck. Oh, I remember trying to sand and stain that stuff. You are right. What a bother. And you did that for our deck many years ago as well. So we're looking forward to that. We'll report on that down the road. In the meantime, Andy, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. We have a bunch of text messages. We can help some folks out here, too. On our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, brought to us by Linda's Construction every Saturday here in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy, any specials? I know a texter wanted to know, is Linda's offering any particular specials this time of year?
75% off the installation labor of the Season Guard windows, Infinity Windows by Marvin, Leaf Guard gutters, and of course GAF asphalt roofing. It's kind of an extension of our State Fair special, Denny. I know the lack of a fair has people a little worried, thinking they're not going to get the good deals, but I'm telling you, there's some really good deals to be had right now. And if you're going to think you need to wait till next year, even with State Fair and other discounts that happen next year, I have on good authority almost all building materials will be seeing a pretty good increase come springtime. We've been able to hold off a lot of them this year. I think some of the manufacturers were gun-shy about doing any increases because of, you know, COVID and everything else going on. They didn't want to. So they kind of took a hit by not raising their prices, but now I think they're starting to look at their numbers and go, yeah, we need to raise prices in order to be able to stay in business. So if you're waiting and you're thinking you're going to wait till next year and save money, you're probably wrong.
Yeah, hearing more reports about that very thing. Texter says, good morning. We are replacing a cedar deck with TimberTech AZEK decking this fall. We want to add a pergola and wondering if you have any recommendations on materials for that. Traditional cedar or composite or any other alternative materials. What do you think for that pergola?
Luke had a really good company that would use like an extruded vinyl product that did pretty good. And the problem with doing any type of cedar, I had a cedar pergola. And if you think of staining a rail system is a pain in the butt, try staining a cedar pergola. Built out of 2x2 cedars that you can't walk on because you're too big and you'll fall through. At least that was my experience. Could you build them out of composite boards? Possibly, if you were a type of craftsman that could do that. Maybe some XLD or any of the other PVC products that are available out there that can be used in trim board. LP Smart Side trim might be an option to try to build a pergola out of, but I'd stay away from cedar. And maybe look at some of the pre-built pergolas or other options to put a roof over the top of your deck. But I'm telling you, Denny, that, you know, it doesn't look like it makes that big of a difference. But the temperature difference on my deck, so I had a south-facing deck. Half of it was covered by a pergola, half of it wasn't. It was a 20-degree difference in air temperature from the one that was covered by the pergola and the one that wasn't. And when it came to refinishing the deck, the one that was wide open ended up having to be refinished almost twice as fast as the one that had the pergola over the top of it, just because the sun doesn't get to it. That pergola does a good job of casting shade, and I think they are worth it and can make your outdoor living space a little bit more usable even on those hot days.
Yeah, that's a good point. It looks good, too. I like the look.
Yeah.
Texter wants to know how far out. Somebody is interested in getting a new roof, new shingles. What do you suggest they do as far as calling and waiting?
I wouldn't wait. There's a good chance we can get it done yet this year, but I would call soon. And I don't know if we're going to have an early winter. It sure feels like it. It sure seems like fall just got slapped us in the face here this week, Denny. We're keeping our fingers crossed that we can get to install until December. If that's the case, then yeah, we can definitely get your roof done this year. And we do have, some spots reserved for emergency situations where people just need to get the roof done yet this fall. Things happen and we run into it every year. So we always leave a few spots open where we need to get the roof done this fall. Otherwise we're going to have more damage costs. So if you're one of those people, call us, just be patient. We're going to work with you. And once you're in our hands, there's not a lot that can go wrong with your house. We're going to do our best to take care of you.
Absolutely. Texter says this, Andy. Our basement is slab on grade. We pulled up old carpet and think we need to put some type of waterproofing on the floor before putting new flooring down. Any suggestions on a product and or a contractor to use? What do you think they should do there?
Well, safebasements.com, but a lot of times people pull up that old carpet and it's wet underneath there, because it's been trapping the moisture, and it might be a humidity issue. So take a look at the Santa Dry dehumidifier or the Santa Fe dehumidifier. Those are whole home dehumidification systems, and that can make a big difference in what you're putting in. And also think about putting something besides carpet in your basement. And if you are doing this, I would take a look at some of the electric matting systems that you can put down on the floor before you put the new flooring in, because a heated floor in your basement can make a giant difference in the comfort of that room. It might be all of a sudden your most favorite place in your house. Mm. We've done that, and we're talking, you know, it might be an extra $1,000 to $2,000 on your entire project, but now you're getting an entire heated floor. And that's pretty awesome to have. I'm telling you, once you have a heated floor, you never want to have a house without one.
No, didn't you put so the kids could play hockey down in your basement? You had a special flooring there, right?
Yep, I have half of my basement is tile, which it's held up really, really well. I've only had to replace one tile in 15 years. And the other half is a polyurea coating my good friends at RT Resurfacing did for me, and it looks like the day it was installed. And I'm telling you, we've beat the heck out of that basement floor. We've done a lot of things down there, played a lot of hockey, shot a lot of pucks. It was just a shooting area. And I had some fake ice down there. You could actually skate on at one point. And and honestly, I don't think there's a chip out of the floor, Denny, but I'm telling you, if you'd have saw the amount of concrete dust that he created in the prepping of that floor, that's why it's lasted as long as it has. We're talking...
Absolutely. Again, it's preparation.
Oh, boy. It's got to be 14
years now.
Andy,
we have about 3 minutes to go in the show. Let's grab as many texts here as we can. This one, good morning. Redoing a master bath. Your thoughts on tile versus many of these new composite faux marble type of slabs many companies are using. Any comment on that question, Andy?
You know, Kohler makes a really good wall system, but when it comes to the faux stuff on the floor, I still like to stick to the natural stuff. I just know from a longevity standpoint, if you pick the right tile, and when I say pick the right tile, Dell Tile is a store I would go to, and boy, they make a bunch of different varieties. You know, I tiled my bathroom in my garage, Denny, and it looks like rusty steel. That's what, it really does look like rusted steel. And, you know, that's a look that people are looking for nowadays, that old corrugated tin. This is what that tile looks for, and it looks awesome. You can make it look like wood planks. I would go to a Dell Tile store and stick that route over some of those faux marble slabs.
Andy, a listener wants you to repeat. We were talking about a maintenance for your low maintenance railing system. What is Lindus like to use? What one do you prefer?
Westbury.
Westbury.
Yep.
Okay. Another texter wants to know, do you ever, meaning Lindus, have deals on steel or other siding?
At times, but I'm telling you, siding as a whole and our industry, you know, we've been 15 to 45 weeks out on siding over the last 4 years. So it's a supply and demand thing. We those crews are very valuable, and I have four of the very best siding crews in the world, and we are booked up, and we just our prices are fair there. We just don't get discounts from the manufacturers on those materials, so it's hard to offer any discount. But I'm telling you, our pencil is as sharp as we possibly can be on almost every project. But siding is one of those things we just don't run specials on.
60 seconds to go, Andy. Another texter wanted to know about State Fair specials. They've obviously used Linda's before with the multiple windows. They want to do that again. They may have missed your last comment about that. Give us that State Fair special before we leave today.
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin, Season Guard Windows, GAF asphalt roofing, and of course, Leaf Guard gutters, the only gutter system guaranteed never to clog, or we will come out and clean it for free.
Another one I wanted to mention in 20 seconds is insulation still available before the year's end through Lindus?
Absolutely. Denny, I bet you we were in 100, 150 attics this week, and boy, oh boy, I got a lot of pictures of rodent droppings and things that once it cools down, that's the air that's coming to your house. So if you were worried about your insulation, call now.
Very good. Again, that number, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD or lindusconstruction.com. Andy, have a good week. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, that's the easiest number to remember, whether you need roofing, gutters, whatever the case may be. 1-800-LEAF-GUARD.